Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, June 9th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The Department of Justice has thrown its support behind religious schools that want to discriminate against LGBTQ+ students. Reportedly, the Biden administration confirmed in a Tuesday court filing that it will vigorously defend a religious exemption from federal civil rights law that permits religious schools to discriminate against LGBTQ students, even if those schools receive federal funding. The director of the Religious Exemption Accountability Project has reportedly said that the religious exemption leaves students at risk of conversion therapy and expulsion, as well as, quote, shame, fear, anxiety, and loneliness. They are playing no games. The Houston Methodist Hospital has reportedly suspended nearly 200 employees without pay for 2 weeks after they refused to comply with the medical system's vaccine mandate. Apparently, their bosses have demanded that they take coronavirus vaccines in order to protect their patients. As of the Monday deadline, the Houston Methodist CEO wrote in an internal message that almost 25,000 employees were fully vaccinated, but that the rest have been told to stay away, saying that, quote, a small number of individuals have decided not to put their patients first. This group does not include employees who were given medical or religious exemption from taking the vaccine, or those who were granted deferrals for pregnancy or other reasons. If the suspended employees are not fully vaccinated by June 21st, they face permanent termination. Oh, help us all. A notorious anti-vaccine activist testified on Tuesday during an Ohio State Legislature hearing, saying that vaccines magnetize recipients' bodies. What had happened was, the Ohio legislature had solicited public comment on a bill prohibiting schools and businesses from requiring coronavirus vaccinations, when Dr. Sherry Tenpenny took the opportunity to spout misinformation. The activist, who believes vaccines cause autism and is super against the coronavirus shot, told the panel the vaccines can cause spoons and forks to stick, quote, all over the recipients. She also claimed that there's a connection with 5G towers. Multiple doctors and medical experts have said none of the available coronavirus vaccines magnetize skin, and none of the materials in them are part of cell towers. Well, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is under yet another investigation. Reportedly, a team appointed by the state's attorney general is looking into whether Cuomo's administration took steps to punish women who accused him of misconduct. Over a dozen former and current staffers have reportedly been questioned by investigators. There's reportedly been a focus by investigators on the treatment of former employee Lindsay Boylan, who had internal employment records released about her that detailed past complaints when she went public with claims of sexual harassment against Cuomo. Boylan had said she believes the documents were released to smear her. A nun who became a principal at a Catholic elementary school has admitted to raking off hundreds of thousands of dollars from the school to pay for gambling expenses. The now-retired 79-year-old served as head of St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California for 28 years. Department of Justice prosecutors say for 10 of those years, until September 2018, the woman was embezzling funds to fuel a gambling habit at casinos and pay off credit card charges. Ultimately, they say, she ripped the school off of more than $800,000. The nun has been charged with wire fraud and money laundering in connection with the decade-long scheme, and prosecutors say she agreed to plead guilty as part of a plea agreement. The maximum punishment for the two charges is 40 years behind bars. Looks like the world's got a new ocean. The National Geographic announced Tuesday on World Ocean Day that would recognize a fifth ocean on its maps and globes. The Southern Ocean includes the icy water surrounding Antarctica, and scientists say it is a unique region to separate from the other four large bodies of water. The publication, which has been making maps for more than a century, tweeted, quote, "The swift current circling Antarctica keeps the waters there distinct and worthy of their own name." National Geographic's leaders hope a specific designation will raise awareness of the need for conserving the region's ecosystem, which faces threats from rising temperatures. The Southern Ocean is made up of what were previously known as the lowermost parts of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.